Blog Talk Radio.
Valentine's Day Eve. welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. Of course, this is the day we talk about Avon and Avon products and Avon organizations such as the Avon Foundation for Women and Empowerment Foundation by Mark. But again, thank you for tuning in at 8 a.m. Central Standard Time this morning. I thank you also for tuning into yesterday's show as we talked about Valentine's Day. I broadcast it live from the Baptist Medical Center. There's this bad stomach virus bug going around. I spent before noon Tuesday to late evening yesterday at the Baptist Medical Center. My 82-year-old mother, you guys know, I've heard my mother on the show before, talking about recipes, good Southern cuisine recipes. My mother is still hospitalized till maybe tomorrow, maybe Friday. I was talking with them, you know, maybe they'll keep her the weekend, but till Friday maybe. She feared getting dehydrated, so she's getting all the antibiotics that she need. I have two prescriptions that I need to get filled so I can get better. And all that. I feel fine. I was experiencing tummy ache and so on. I was going through my PMS, so I really didn't know what was going on. And she and I determined late Friday that we were experiencing some of the same symptoms, some different and many the same. So we had decided to go to emergency early Monday. And then she said she felt good and didn't need to go. And I'm like, well, what about me? And so we decided not to go. So then Tuesday morning, she was like, well, let's go to emergency. And I was like, yeah, that's right. And while that emergency room was just packed, and the medical professionals tell us that it's the bad stomach virus going through. Because Mom and I, we didn't know if maybe we had food poisoning or something. You know, that maybe, you know, she had cooked some barbecue or something and thought maybe she had left the chicken and the pork ribs out a little too long. And so, but it seems that the stomach virus is going around. I know it's been ages since I had a stomach virus, but some of the medical professionals, they said this is something different. Just like this cold, crazy cold flu that's going around, there's a stomach bug going around, and really it's kind of different, but they're making sure that they administer and take care of everyone that, that you know, that go see their doctors and go to emergency rooms and so on. But we, you know, of course, like always, they gave good service. There were so many people, and I'm told that most of those people were in ER with the same symptoms of this stomach bug that's been going around. So everybody, you know, do your best to take care of yourself and, have your antibacterial lotions and just, you know, covering your mouth and not eating after people. You know, when it comes to that stomach virus, now, you know, you have to be careful. Close contact with others, real important to pay attention to what's going on and what's happening, you know. But because this stuff out there, I don't even have names for it. That's crazy, isn't it? But everything should be cool. Obviously, you know, I feel like boo-hooing. Because I still was planning to go to New Orleans with my, you know, my mega. I've been planning this trip and have my mega bus tickets and my other tickets to see practice and the rookies play. I was looking forward to seeing those rookies playing, just having fun at the jam sections and going to other events and going to see to visit the Vita Institute on tomorrow. I really was looking forward to having a fun time in New Orleans Valentine's Day weekend, but I look like I'll be having fun right here in Jacktown and watching events on the tube. I feel like boohoo, and I've been listening to Mike and watching them this morning broadcast from New Orleans. I definitely was looking forward to meeting those guys. When I found out they were on the roster to play of the Celebrity Game, I was like, I cannot wait to meet you guys in New Orleans at NBA All-Star Weekend. So Mom was like, what are you doing? Because I'm at home right now. She's at the hospital. I said, I'm listening to Tom Joyner and watching Mike and Mike. They're broadcasting from New Orleans, Mom. Because Mom was excited, too, that I get a chance to meet them. And, you know, Mom told me first home, well, hopefully you would get a great job. This would be great for your career. Also, going to the NBA All-Star Weekend, you know, networking and all that. So just have to keep on doing and keep on doing and getting better. But thank you guys again. So I guess I'm going to do my hair today and get my medicine, my prescriptions filled and start taking these two prescriptions. But Mom's doing fine. She said her tummy, yesterday her tummy was still hurting a little bit. And she said her tummy's not hurting today. So that's really good. So she's eating solid foods and all that. But let's talk about Valentine's Day and Avon products. And again, shout out to my district manager, Charlotte Hoag, and of course, Christine Fedorka of Columbus. My web store should be back up in a few weeks. So you can visit the website and interact and send your emails and all that. So I'm looking forward to that. And the sun is shining right now, but it's not very hot. But the sun is shining, so no one's complaining. We're very blessed to see a beautiful sunny day. So we have about 22 more minutes left for broadcast. But again, I thank you so much. Thank you to one of my favorite bands, Straight Days. They sent me their new video this morning, early in the morning. You know, and it really lightened my day too. You know, being that I was feeling kind of boohoo that I won't be going to New Orleans. And when I seen this video, new video for their song Protection that we've been promoting since the summertime, it's brightened my day for Valentine's Day. But, you know, I was up watching one of my favorite shows, Cheaters, this morning. And Cheaters say that today is Cheaters Day. Oh, good point. So what, Cheaters Day? Cheaters Day, is that because cheaters, like, get it in the day before Valentine's Day? So cheaters do, like, pre-Valentine's Day celebrations. And then, you know, is that the day that you get with the side chicks and the side guys on the day before Valentine's Day? You know what? You remember last year we were talking about Valentine's Day, and there were so many reports and surveys and articles and information released that the day after Valentine's Day is, like, the biggest time that people file for divorce, too. You know, when people just decide, okay, done with, it's time. It's time to, you know, to start a new life and not with you. So that's really cool. I mean, really, really out there, really wild. But happy Valentine's Day to all my Valentine's listeners, supporters, my on and offline friends. Happy, happy Valentine's Day. And thank you to iHeartRadio, too, and Kiss and on Air Ryan and all that for wishing my mother to feel better and so on yesterday when I had tweeted out that I was listening to them for my mother's comfy suite at the Baptist Medical Center, and they iHeartRadio tweeted back that hope she feels better. So thank you so much, iHeartRadio, in response to that and so on. So just continue and enjoy the show, and you can call in. You have about 20 more minutes and chat in the chat room also. But I don't mind providing you with information regarding Avon and Avon products. Remember, we have new fragrances, Instinct for Men and Women, with Megan Fox as our spokesperson, Fergie has been promoting her fragrance line that is so hot. I love Fergie's fragrance. My sister and my nieces, they like that fragrance. I've shared bottles with them. Fergie's line is really, really nice. And it's so cool that she, I've shared like video footage in an interview of her with Extra, and she has like her baby, her 5-month-old son on set with her at a photo shoot. So cool, so awesome. But again, thank you for tuning in. Here's my friend Morris Mills, who, you know, a single guy too, my longtime friend. A couple years ago, since both of us are not romantically attached to anybody, a couple years ago he was my Valentine. Who will be my Valentine tomorrow? But I have many. All of you are my Valentine. Thank you. Shout out to designer Robert Risen, who I networked with on Facebook. Big shout out to him saying hello to me this morning on Facebook. A big hello to you. Also, I need to get him on the show so we can talk fashion and designs and all that and tailoring and all that. He's doing a great thing. You know, Ryan Seacrest now has a line. You know, we're going to talk more about that. That just puts a big smile on my face. I love that. So we'll be talking about distension exclusively at Macy's. I'm so excited, really. So here's Dread Days Protection. So they have a new video out, and I've been spreading it throughout my social media pages this morning. So here's Dread Days.
I'm thinking life is nothing but trouble. Or when you slip and fall, all you do is call. I'll be there to catch you, girl. Don't wanna burst your bubble. I'm thinking life is nothing but trouble.
Love underneath your wing, life vibration bright, reaching them to new heights. From a heart must start, may always try my best to do my part. Serious a nation, good vibration, bring that one of God.
My website store would be back active in a few weeks. Avon products are available in over 100 countries, and the product line includes color, cosmetics, skincare, fragrance, fashion, and home products, featuring such as well-recognized brand names as Avon Color Anew, Skin So Soft Advanced Techniques, and Mark, who just celebrated 10 years. Also, Rashi Diaz has been on the cover on our most recent Megalog. And you can visit Avon Company to know more regarding corporate information and stats regarding how Avon ranks in throughout the world. Also, that is just amazing. And then we always talk about how Avon really cares about the worldwide community. So when Avon was established in 1886, the founder, David H. McConnell, said that the company should strive, and that's amazing, Avon was founded by man, to meet fully the obligations of corporate citizenship by contributing to the well-being of society and the environment in which it functions. We live by this principle every day through our socially responsible business operations and our commitment to empower women through Avon's earnings opportunity and our philanthropic efforts in support of women's causes. And there are many Avon men, and I just love the couples that are in partnership, not only in marriage, but in business, in their Avon businesses also. Avon is a leader in funding breast cancer research and access to care, and in supporting efforts to reduce domestic and gender violence. Avon Global Philanthropy has donated more than $910 million in more than 50 countries for causes most important to women. Led by the Avon Foundation for Women, a U.S. 501c3 public charity. Breast Cancer Crusade, from 92 through 2012, the Avon Breast Cancer Crusade donated more than $780 million in more than 50 countries for awareness and education, screening, diagnosis, access to treatment, support services, and scientific research. Avon is proud to be the largest corporate supporter of the breast cancer cause globally. Amazing. In regards to domestic violence, since its inception in 2004, Avon's Speak Out Against Domestic Violence program has donated nearly $50 million to support awareness, education, direct service, and prevention programs aimed at reducing domestic and gender violence in more than 50 countries. In honor of the company's 125th anniversary, Avon created the $2 million Avon Global Belief Fund, which is funding a pioneering global effort to support women's domestic violence shelters and agencies and bring attention to the need for increased services to victims and their families. Disaster relief. The Avon Foundation and Avon Products, Inc. have responded to generously to national and international disasters and emergencies, donating $19 million from 2001 through 2012 to assist victims of disasters, such as the attacks of 9/11, the Asian tsunami, and the earthquakes in China and Haiti. And you can visit avonfoundation.org. I love that website for information also. So it's all about improving the lives of women globally. And, you know, you improve the lives of women globally, you improve the lives of their family and loved ones also, and the men in their lives too, right? So there's the Avon Foundation for Women, Avon Breast Cancer Crusade, Avon Speak Out Against Domestic Violence, Empowerment by Mort Foundation also. So, and then we have products that will be that you all know and see. It can be purchased, and all the profits go straight to these organizations. And also, there's also a little note. Globally, 4 Avon lipsticks and 2 Avon mascaras are sold every second. Avon has 90% brand recognition in most major markets around the world. Founded in 1886, Avon offered women the rare opportunity to earn their own money 34 years before women in the U.S. won the right to vote. Avon is the largest corporate supporter focused solely on women's issues across the globe. 200-plus scientists and technicians work every breakthrough. Avon was the first beauty company to launch an e-commerce site. Avon is one of only a handful of companies that have been on the Fortune 500 list every year since the list inception also. So congratulations to an amazing company, too. I've loved Avon since I was born. My mother has always just covered me in Avon, and I sold Avon before as a teenager successfully, and then began selling Mark again in 2010, and then this past summer, Avon decided to not just have Mark as a separate company, a daughter company, sister company, but to involve it within all the Avon products. So Mark still exists. It's just not separate. Of those that only sold Mark, that were known as Mark girls and guys, we became Avon ladies and guys and sell all Avon brands, including Mark. And you visit Avon.com for information of the popular products and the new lines. Derek, you know, we have lines. We've been partnered up with Derek Jeter for years with his fragrance lines. Chris Paul, Unstoppable, fantastic fragrance line. Oh, smells so good. So perfect for a late Valentine gift. So it just goes on and on, the amazing products that you can find for the entire family at Avon. Hello Kitty products and all, just super amazing. I know you guys can hear my dogs. Finally, they've hushed up. So I was hoping you couldn't hear them barking too much. They're barking at something. They must see a neighbor's dog or something roaming around. I don't know. But finally, I didn't want to talk too soon. But finally, they're quieting down. 90 more seconds of live streaming, and it can go on a little longer. But I definitely thank you for tuning in. But you can visit Meet Mark. And you can Rasha Diaz, speaking of her, she was on Arsenio last night, and I had the Jacksons, man, they were on The Talk yesterday, plus on Arsenio last night. As I talked about, they were will be premiering a show in Vegas via a Robin Leach article, and that's just super amazing to see those guys together. It would be so cool to see their nephew perform with them. I thought about playing one of his songs, Austin Brown, Ruby Jackson's son. Man, because that would be great if they included him on the deal. But again, if you don't know much about empowerment, but I talk a lot about Empowerment Foundation, Lucy Hale of Pretty Little Liars is our, she's been our new brand ambassador since last summer. And Lauren Conrad, who will soon be getting married, got with Mark and was right there during the beginning of Empowerment, which is an initiative dedicated to breaking the cycle of dating and abuse partnerships. So I'll be sharing more videos and more information, and you can visit meetmark.com also for more info. But thank you so much. It's not over yet, but I'm going to play a little bit more of Prince and Third Eye Girl. And, I can't wait for Essence Fest. I'm going to make sure Ray Murphy's Law does not happen. I'm going to make sure I have fun Essence Fest and see Prince in New Orleans 4th of July weekend. This year, I'm looking forward to that one. from Mark, the nail color and bracelet set. It's the It Kit, and it's going for only $28. And for only $25, whenever you spend $25 or more, you can get the cut out for it convertible bag also. Really awesome. So I'm posting that on Facebook and on Twitter also. Pretty cool. But again, I thank you for tuning in. And wishing you a happy Valentine's Day. Tomorrow, of course, we'll be talking about Valentine's Day. And feel free to call in 714-409-0614, chat in the chat room. And, of course, we'll be talking about NBA All-Star Weekend. I had planned to broadcast from NBA All-Star later on that Friday evening, but I would be in J-Town, as it looks like. You know, boo-hoo, but I'm still going to make the best day because I love Valentine's Day. So we'll have fun talking about Valentine's Day and NBA All-Star Weekend also, okay? So thank you. Really appreciate you and sending hugs and kisses and much love to all my Valentine listeners and supporters, okay? God bless, and again, thank you. Cable. in an all-stock merger valued at $45.2 billion. Time Warner shares jumped 12% in the pre-market, while Comcast shares rose 2.3%. Shares of Charter Communications, which had previously made a bid for TWC, Time Warner Cable plummeted 4.2%. That's a big story right there. Wow. That's a big story. And then also, I did not know Lil' Kim was preggers, but look, there's been pictures going around of Lil' Kim sporting her baby bomb, of course. So I received an email, then I'm looking at a story from MTV News. The Queen Bee is having a BB. Lil' Kim is looking a lot more like Little Mama lately. The Brooklyn-based rapper showed up at New York Fashion Week yesterday, rocking an unlikely new look, a very big, beautiful baby belly. The 40-year-old pregnant star didn't confirm the pregnancy publicly, but after many shared photos and congratulatory tweets from celeb friends, she may as well have invited us all to the shower. So it's like almost time. And then also, I received early this morning, last night, Mariah Carey's new music. And Mariah Carey scheduled to be a guest, if I'm not mistaken, on Air with Ryan this morning. Also, Mariah Carey sparkles in Your Mind Eternal video. The original diva debuted her new video on MTV last night. And if there was any doubt, let it be known, Mariah still fire. I guess that's so, you guys. The star serenades with her signature husky speaking voice to falsetto notes and little more than body glitter, with Trey Songz silently shows off his dramatic tattoos in a bare white bed. Lovers, take note, Your Mind Eternal should be at the top of your Valentine's playlist. And also Nicki Minaj is in a new video also. And also Marvel Films confirms that Black Widow film is in development also. That's from MTV News. And oh, Tupac News. Tupac biopic is coming. If the years of rumors, oh, that's my friend right there. It was confirmed on Wednesday that a Tupac Shakur biopic is finally on its way to being made. John Singleton, best known for his 1991 film Boys in the Hood, will rewrite an existing script, produce, and direct. Who would play the polarizing lead role? When the lead is cast, we suggest they get in touch with Angie Martinez ASAP. The Hot 97 personality confirmed to MTV Sway Calloway recently that she has over 2 hours of footage from an early interview with Pac that has never been released. So that is awesome. I can't wait to see a biopic over Tupac. Wow. Yeah, who would play Tupac? That is amazing. Wow. I have a friend. I haven't seen him in a year or two, but he reminds me so much of Tupac. It is ridiculous. And often people do tell him that also. But it is getting time close now to concluding the program. But I want to thank you again for supporting the show, and email me at cultureshockentertainment@yahoo.com, KULTURESHOKENTERTAINMENT@yahoo.com. Big shout out to Baptist Medical Center, emergency staffers and overall staffers, and my doctor, Dr. Barbara Sullivan, there also, the woman's clinic. So big shout out to her office also, her staff. But thank you guys for supporting the show. Big shout out to everybody, NBA All-Star Weekend, those competing in Sochi also. And I have more information to share with you also. You know, all of you missed the other day when I shared small business gov news with you. I'll share more news with you also regarding information that Rosetta Harris sends me regarding opportunities and webinars and a tweet. They have a tweet chat on the 19th, so I'll reshare that information with you also, okay? But thank you, and God bless, and tomorrow we'll be celebrating Valentine's Day and talking NBA All-Star, and it is the kickoff weekend of Mardi Gras, and just, you know, talking all hot topics. You are amazing, and thank you. God bless.